time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Hanging in there. Would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. I said, think of a famous movie star, six letters first name, six letters last name, and the first name, when said out loud, sounds like a brand of a certain object, and the last name is someone who uses this object. What movie star is this? Well, it's the actress Minnie Driver. Of course, there's the Minnie automobile, and someone who uses that is a driver.
Oh, okay. There were more than 600 correct entries, and this week's winner is Ed Minger of Houston, Texas. Congratulations, Ed.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, I have to confess that my sister-in-law, Joan, figured it out.
Oh, really?
We have a bunch of people in the family who play every week, and if one of us gets the answer, we pass it around with a rule that I will now adhere to, which is to say, my sister-in-law Joan is smarter than I am.
Okay, that's a great rule, because I was going to say, well, she's not here, so that's the rule. So if you get it, you have to give the other person credit.
Absolutely.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing since the postcard days, back in 1987.
Oh, my goodness. And so, but this is your first time winning. Are you the first person in your family group to win?
I am, as a matter of fact.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I just retired a few months ago. I was general counsel of an oilfield services company.
Oh, okay. And so now you're just taking it easy?
My wife and I are in the throes of packing and moving. We're moving to Portugal.
Oh, to Portugal? That's a huge move. Oh, my goodness.
That's what we keep saying every day.
Okay. Do you have family there, or is it just a lifelong dream to, like, spend your retirement there?
It's been a lifelong dream.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, and before you head out, you get to play the puzzle.
There we go.
So I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Ed and Aisha, every answer today is something you might use in a kitchen, and you identify these things from their anagrams. For example, if I said blow, B-L-O-W, you would say bowl. Here's number one, votes, V-O-T-E-S.
Stove.
Stove is right. Pedal, P-E-T-A-L.
Wow.
What do you eat off of?
A plate. There we go.
That's it. Snoop, S-N-O-O-P.
Spoon.
That's it. Remit, R-E-M-I-T.
A timer.
That's correct. Owlet, O-W-L-E-T.
Towel.
That's it. Nopar, N-O-P-A-R.
N-O-P-A-R. Apron.
Good job. Relics, R-E-L-I-C-S.
Okay, let's see.
And for this, could be used with either meat or cheese.
A slicer?
You got it. Rotates, R-O-T-A-T-E-S.
And let's see. A roaster?
No. Almost. Just change the first letter.
A toaster.
Yeah.
Oh, correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Girdled, G-I-R-D-L-E-D.
A griddle.
You got it. And here's your last one, macro view, M-A-C-R-O-V-I-E-W.
That's got to be microwave.
Correct. Good job.
I'm so bad at anagrams. You did a wonderful job because we would have been sitting here for a long, long time.
Well, I would have died without some hints. So thank you, Will.
No, you did a great job. And yeah, thank you so much to Will for the hints. But how do you feel?
Relieved. And that my sister-in-law Joan is smarter than I am.
Oh, my goodness. No,
she would have had all of those in a second.
You did an amazing job. Anagrams are tough for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ed, what member station do you listen to?
We are sustaining members of KUHF Houston Public Media.
That's wonderful. That's Ed Minger of Houston, Texas. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it's a phonetic challenge in four parts. First, say a letter of the alphabet out loud, like B, C, or L. Then name something you might carry around in your pocket. Say it twice. And finally, name a variety of tree. And you say these four things in order, and phonetically they'll name a nice place in the United States to vacation. What is it? So again, the four parts are a letter of the alphabet, something you might carry around in your pocket, you say that twice, and then a variety of tree. Pronounce all these four things in order, and you'll name a nice place in the United States to vacation. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your answer. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Schwartz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.